Okay, so we'll come now to the second shiur in Hilchos Tevilas Kelim. We discussed yesterday the basics of the psukim. The Torah mentions the six different types of metals. Alex, you can hear also? Okay. The Torah mentions six different types of metals, and we figured out from the Gemara Avodah Zarah and Daf Ayin Hey how we derive from there that these things need, in addition to kashering, in addition to removing whatever Blias Isser may have been absorbed, because the non-Jew used these pots, pans, silverware, whatever it is for his tarfas, in addition to removing that, which you have to do through either Hagol or Libun, or just rinsing out if it only was for cold. In addition to that, you have to be tovel these kelim in a mikveh, and we refer to that as tevilas kelim, not to be confused with something else, which is also from those psukim, which also in the Gemara, the tevilas kelim from tumah, right? The dinim of tumah and tara. But this is not really a dinim of tumah and tara. It's a separate din of tevilas kelim, and we learn the number of different qualifications relating to that din. It has to be something that the Jew owns as opposed to borrows, which we'll talk more about. Has to be dafka klei suda, the stuff that's used for a meal, either for direct preparation or for serving, for eating. And it also has to be dafka metal. Okay, other things not metal, or the Gemara says glass is treated like metal. That's the din. Those are things that are subject to tevilas kelim. At the end of the shiur yesterday, we discussed, first of all, we discussed whether, what do we mean by metal? Do you mean dafka those six metals? That's how Rashi implies in Rosh Hashanah one place, the Rambam in the Hagdoma to say the Taras before say the Mesas Kelim implies all types of metal are included. Again, there are different metals aside from the ones mentioned in the Torah, but the aluminum and more recently discovered metals, the titanium and the like. And the assumption is that these require tefillah al koponim midrabbanan. It's not going to be lower than glass. Okay, that's how we figure that. Then the very end, we discuss what about things which are glazed over, okay, coated. Okay, we discussed the chilek between whether the inside is coated or both the inside and the outside, the part that comes in contact with food. There are four different shittas that we've shown about that. But in any event, that's what we're up to. We read Sif Aleph. And what I ended off with last time was a discussion about something that Rekiv Eger talks about in Source 41 here in Sif Aleph on the Shach. It's called Dalad, a glizert, right? He calls a glizert, which is glazed. Okay, that he thinks is something which is, again, it's glazed over. The glaze makes it, that's a question. Is that a separate, is that like its own cleats? And then it was treated like glass? Or is it the lead and so on? And we mentioned that today it might even be different because the glass is not really overlaid in the same way. It's almost like a spray on type of thing. So it's completely bottled to the kli itself. All right. That's what we discussed yesterday. I just printed to finish this part of the thing. I didn't read it yesterday. We'll try and get through there. We'll certainly finish this, these marmakomas today and start the next one also. I kind of divided up in arbitrary fashion. I could have divided it up differently also, but I guess I'm sometimes over ambitious, but we can cover it in one shiur. Okay. But anyway, so this will be a shiur 1B, I guess, and 2A together. All right. Anyway, the question about plastic. Question about toveling plastic. So that's the Chalkas Yaakov Breish in Switzerland in the middle of the 1900s, had a Shaila 42. Chuvas Chalkas Yaakov Chilek Adesim and Mem Hey. We came on us in nylon, Lina Hagola in Tvila. Okay, he's discussing plastic. And he writes in the next phrase, Os Alep, Kafisha Nodali Mechemiker Charedi. What I found out from a religious, from chemist, who explained to me exactly how you make these things out of plastic. He mentions plastic. Okay, that's what he said. He spoke to figure out exactly to a person knowledgeable in how things are fashioned out of plastic. So he said, and based on information he gave me, so his conclusion was based is gamling and tvila, levianas daiti, the ain la tovlon. It's not necessary to tovel plastic. The rakling and zechuches. Well, Gemara only mentions zechuches. We saw that Gemara yesterday on Daf Ayin Hey in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara mentions zechuches, and the Gemara says, why? When you put glass back together, if it's broken, so it's welded together through hatocha. Hey, tov chof, hey, right? He says, chazi l'taknino al yidei hatocha. Then it's similar to metal. So therefore, the glass included, at least on a darbana level, to be similar to metal. But v'dafka zechuches ayde hatocha yachal l'taknino kemo matchas dominum. So therefore, it's dominum matchas. Avahani kelim. The chinishtabru, plastic, is not the same thing. Once plastic cracks or breaks, you can't weld it together the same way. And afile imefshel shtamish od ktsas imashvarim ayde chochmas hachemi, but you can still do it with the pieces, somehow put them together. But azai panim chadosh is yom alakan, it's a new item. And therefore, it's not like metal or glass. And therefore, he concludes, "Ain lano mitzvah." He doesn't think plastic requires tefillah. He adds, "Gam kein ain lano" is about five lines in the bottom of Oz Beis there. Because Yaakov says, "Gam kein to be a the Kevin the main." We can't make up a new decree and require plastic even without a bracha, because people get mixed up. They're not making a bracha. It'll be a bracha levatala. Okay, we find that in other places that he mentions that we don't require things because we're afraid the person will make a bracha levatala. Therefore, here too, even though from one logical perspective, it would make sense to apply it to plastic, as many people use plastic, the same way they use glass and the same way they use metal, especially today with strong plastic dishes and pots. Nonetheless, he said, we don't have to make this gzera ourselves. And you want to make do it with the bracha? Okay, but he said, Mikom Makov, he has died to Ain Levat Latovla Fila Bali Bracha. Okay, that's Kainir Lefian Astaiti Barozu. That's Rabbi Yaakov Breish, the Trubus Chalkus Yaakov. Tzitzel Yezer, and his Truba likewise, Chalak Zion, Simon Lamed Zion, 43, clay, plastic, Manala Nikom Yaakov, and Svikum Tvila, and so on. He also has asked the same Kasha by Rav from Europe, and he says plastic. So in those Beis Yards, also the finest deity, they were borrowed gam ladaras arachushogam esbereshom gam kein ein clay plastic tzvichem tevila. And he says because they're made differently, and glass is similar to metal in the sense that she is soda mechol. You know, metal glass is also made from stuff that comes out of the ground, like metal comes out of the ground. It's the sand from which glass is made, also comes out of the soda meoffer. Like we say in the Yom Derayva, Adam Yisodah Me'Offer. So the glass is also Yisodah Me'Offer, like metal, and therefore plastic is not like that. He says, "Im came to clay a plastic shekafia amor chosel emadimin ikari." They're not similar in any way at all. They're no tzarim echamarim achem legamrei. They're made from other, you know, substances entirely, and therefore he says in those gimel as well. He says you don't need tefillah. He adds the same thing that we saw in the Chalkos Yaakov. Cholzos lo nucha lechadish matzmenu gzeros lover ledemos alkein lekleis chukis letzvichem tefillah. Okay, and therefore ain lam nedush b'zeh time of the crop. We can't figure it out ourselves. So he's also makel with regards to plastic. And finally, on this point, Ravad Yosef Charles Shuvas Yabia Omer Chelik Dalad Chelik Ardei Simon Ches. Also nishalti b'din kli plastium and so on and nylon that you buy. Do you need tefillah or not? He also writes in Osvog. In my opinion, ain't sorach lad bilan afilu b'la bracha. A machran atzal bilan b'la bracha, tavo b'la bracha. Okay, tavo b'rachas tov. You want to be a machran plastic, okay. But it's not required al pidin. And he's not so worried about this other concern about the end up creating a mistake. And if you think you can do it without a bracha, do it with a bracha. Okay. Anyway, so he says, you know, the quotes of Menchas Yitzchak also says, should do it without a bracha. Quotes of Jewish Menchas Yitzchak, I could have printed it, but it's long. But he quotes it. Okay, he says you should do without a bracha, but again, he doesn't think you have to. And he says, and even if you can put them together in a certain way, you can put together a broken piece of glass, he said it's still not the same thing. He mentions porcelain, which also you can put back together, but nonetheless, our meaning is not to be total porcelain. So he's also makel on plastic. So that's the din with regards to plastic. You asked a couple of other ha'aras from the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch over here. Like Rekiv Eger has a discussion on Sif Aleph here in Sim Kuf Chof at source 45. The first part is he's talking about something which we'll have to come back to. He talks about whatever you have. He says, quotes the Knesset Gedolah, Yesh Lachkor. Hani chavios didan shel cheres gedolos hametzupas beaver. Apparently, these huge barrels which are made out of lead, which is one of the type of metals that's mentioned in the pasuk. Okay, and they're too big to go in any mikveh. In these huge storage bins. Okay, we talked in about the pot, the biggest pot in town, how to kasher it and some for kashering. What do you do for tefillah? Kashering, you can put a thing around the rim and you put something in that causes the overflow. We talked about that. But here, Kibeg is talking about for toiling purposes. It won't fit any mikveh. He's a second line of 45. But he's a mikveh yato. The vada lechilos on may mikveh. Told God loosen. So he quotes one sefer that says that you should get the ain takonakim al yedeh haroma You give it to a guy and you borrow it back. You give it to a guy for a present. You sell it to the guy for a dollar, whatever it is. Okay. And then he gives it to you as a present. He was in a present, so then it's borrowed. Okay, that's a bit of a haroma. We'll talk later about how that works. That's the first thing he mentioned, but it's not the topic I want to mention now. But then he adds something else. That these things may not need tefillah altogether. He says, the dafka klei suda boy tefillah. He says these particular vessels, these bins, they're not clay suda. They're used to store food, and in this case, wine. They're storage bins, right? They're used to store wine, storage barrels. Okay, so he said that's not included under clay suda. That's an important point. We have to define clay suda. These things, okay, they happen to be, that's where you keep it. You store it in there. Okay, but that's not really, you're not using them as food, so as food preparation. That's what it happened to be stored. All right. So I mean, you know, you buy now I think the Snapple bottles are plastic, right? But the glass Snapple bottles, so we'll talk about this, you know, can I drink out of a glass Snapple bottle? After all, it's you know, so there's room to make a drink out of it, but I think if Schechter holds that, you know, if you drink it all at once, okay, you gotta get it out. That's the only way to get it out. But then to leave it as for storage there, it stays in there. He thought there's going to be machir, not to do that, to pour it all out at once. We'll talk more about that when we get to it. Anyway, that's what Kibbeger mentions here, that these barrels, these big metal bins, are the wine is stored, and it's not really clay suda. Okay, the Pisrei Tshuva talks about something else, which we also have to come to here in Sikkot and Aleph. That these yoros gedolos, he quotes some of these big bins or pots or whatever, they were koven also mechubar lekarka. They were attached to the ground. Okay, so that's another kula. If you have something which is attached to the ground, that's also not considered a separate kli, even if it is for cooking, and therefore there's another kula about that. That's what some people have a funny kula. Again, we'll talk about this next time. Some of a kula, if you have a kli that's plugged in, so then it's like mechubar lekarka, so it wouldn't need. Not everybody holds from that, but that's a piece of Jew mentioned, him mechubar and lekarka. So that's another thing. The Yad Ephraim disagrees, and he said, anyway, so that's a question, whether mechubar lekarka or machlokas, whether mechubar lekarka requires tefillah or not. The Yad Ephraim, here on the page, in Simukhov Chav Sipalat, source 47, talks about porcelain. There's also ain't tzorach tefillah, and he says, not like glass, and he said, well, some way it is like glass, very smooth, it's shia, lo bola. It is like clay's chukas, but nonetheless, it's different. Porcelain, says, doesn't need tefillah. And finally, to finish up this unit in 48, the Pisrei Tshuva in the Cotton Bays mentions that some people are machmer in porcelain. Okay, but those aren't. He says, quotes of Yaakov Emden, "Shekosa of the kelim haboim in medinas hayam shenekoyim porcelain." They like glass in many ways, but ain't suichman tefillah fisha yadua shasiyosam in a chol umin adoma kli marches. We're in parsha avagav the shi tvei less about the kli schukas shi tvei mina yilav mishum duchinish b'yesham takona. It wouldn't have been enough. The fact that it's similar enough and that it comes from the ground, we touched this before, that's not enough. It also has to be because when it falls apart, can you reconstitute it the same way as you can with metal? So the fact that it comes from the ground, that the Pisrei Tshuva is not impressed with. Porcelain comes from sand and so on and so forth. Yeah, it's in the ground, but that's not enough like metal. Because why? Because the Gemara didn't mention that. The Gemara mentioned the only reason we're machmer by, in other words, the Gemara there in Avodah Zarah and Hema Beis, we had back in at the end of source 5. The Gemara says, Omar of Ashi, Hani Klei Zchuchis, Ho B'chin Ishtabu Yeshan Takona Kechli Matchas Domen. Notice the Gemara gives a reason. It doesn't say, oh, glass needs tefillah because it also comes from something in the ground. The Gemara didn't say that. Okay, the Gemara says glass needs tefillah because of the way it can be reconstituted once it comes apart. Well, apparently that's not true about porcelain, and I mentioned it's not true about plastic, so that's why these things don't need tefillah. Ad kan, in Anav Beis. Okay, so now let's come to Anav Gimel. Just give me a second, I'm just going to turn a light on here. Okay, sorry about that. In Anav Gimel, so we'll talk about the Maisa, HaTvila, and the Brocha. So first of all, it's an interesting discussion, an interesting question regarding the Maisa, HaTvila. The Mishnah in Maseches Mikvos, Parakhes, Mishnah, Hey. The Mishnah talks about somebody going in, a person going into the mikveh. So it says, Oches ba'adam, if someone else is holding you while you go into the mikveh, or bekelim, okay, umatbilon, and you know someone holds on to a kli, you hold on to it, you dunk it in the water, you hold on to the person, he goes into the water, tmeyin, the tefillah doesn't count, the tefillah is no good, the person remains, or the kli, remains tummy. Again, as the laws of Tumantara, that's what the Mishnah says, Mikvos, Parakas, Mishnah, hey, you don't usually have a person holding on to you when you go into mikvah, although, I had a shaila this week, about somebody who was, fortunately, has a fear of going under, putting their head underwater. The whole story, there's some people have that phobia. They don't want to put their head underwater. They're afraid. And so, whatever, when this person was getting married, so she had to go to the mikvah, obviously, before the wedding. And actually, someone went into the water with her to give her and hold her hand while she was going down. That calmed her down. So it does come up every once in a while. But the Mishnah says, one second, or more common, kelim. I have a kelim, I have a thing, a pot that I dunk in the mikvah while I'm holding on to it, right? Even if I submerge my hand completely, but I'm holding on to the kli. So the Mishnah says, you're tummy. This person that I was talking to also, she was, I didn't speak to her directly. I spoke to someone who was asking the shalom here for her, but again, she was going to the mikvah. Someone held her hand when she went down. That made her feel more comfortable. So the Mishnah says, tummy, but the Mishnah goes on and says, and Rashi explains, not Rashi, but the Bartanura. There in Mikvos Parakhes Mishnah 50 says why? Because when you're holding on to somebody, okay, or something, so wherever your hand is holding that person, the water of the mikvah is not going to get to that area. That's the reason why it's no good. I'm holding on to a fork and I put the fork in the water, but the place where my hand comes into contact with the fork, that area is not going to get wet. Okay, the mikvah water is not going to come to it, so that's a problem. Okay, the mokom achiz also low ball mayim, says Rashi. However, the Mishnah goes on and says, but b'midiachas yodo b'mayim, then tahorim. Okay, b'midiachas yodo b'mayim, Rashi says means that first, before you held on to the person or the kli, you washed your hands. Okay, Rashi, Bartanur explains, v'shamashkas layodo mischaber l'me'a mikvah v'shuvein kan chatzitza. If your hands are already wet, when you grab onto that person or to that kli and you're holding it, so your hands are wet, so the wetness on your hand is now connected to the wetness of the mikveh. So now, even though you're holding onto the person, but you're holding onto the person with hands that have water on it that's connected to the mikveh water, so that there is water that's coming through. Okay, even if you're holding the person very tight, none of the mikveh water comes in right now. Yeah, but if your hands are wet, okay, so then the water on your hands holding that person are considered part of the mikveh water. So the person is completely submerged in the mikveh, even if you're holding tight, because the place where you're holding him or her, is with water. And there's water there, and that's connected to the mikveh. That's what I'm about to explain. That's the Tana Kamar. Shimon Omer, Yerafe, you don't have to do that. Okay, you don't have to be, first wet your hands and so on. You can hold on to the person, but hold on loosely. Shimon Omer Yerafek Kadesh Shevo Abhamayim. Shimon says, no, just soften your hands. Don't grip so tight. Grip loosely. Okay, strong enough to hold on to the item or to hold on to the person, but grip loosely so the water gets in. That's of Shimon. However, Bartura writes at the end of 50 of Shimon Omer, Ein Halachik of Shimon. So let's see. The Rambam, Hilchos Mikvos, Perak Beis, Halacha Yud Aleph. The Rambam writes, Ha'ocheis Ba'odom Ubekelem Vidbilan Harei Hein Bitum Asam. That's the first part of the Mishnah. If you hold on, certainly holding tightly to a person or to a keli that goes into the mikveh, the tumah remains. Harein betumasim. The afal pi sherof hayodav, says the Rama. It doesn't matter if you held loosely. Why not? What do you mean? Water gets in. It says achabom and mayim. What's the problem? You hold them loosely. What's the problem? So the Rambam says because gzeira shema lo yirafa. Maybe it won't be loose enough. Right? We're afraid you won't hold so loosely, especially the person in the case I described before. But the person was hesitant to go into the water and so on. She was panicking. Okay, you might tend to grab harder, grab tighter, you know, because you want the person to feel comfortable and they won't realize it. So the Rambam says that's why we don't pass on a Kav Shimon. Rambam says we don't pass on a Kav Shimon because logically it makes sense. Okay, if you're holding loosely, what's the problem? Water gets in it. So Shalom Aleichem, what's the problem? The answer is no, because you may not hold so loosely. You don't know. You may hold it too tight, etc. But then the Rambam does say, like the Tana Kama, hidiach yodav b'mayim, then also in tefillah. But if you first wet your hands and so on, then the tefillah counts. That's the Rambam. You look in the Rashba, by Tosa by Sakotzer by Zion Shar Zion 52. Haisa Chaverto, I told a woman, like case I described before, again, I just had that shot of this week. Haisa Chaverto, Chezes Bo Bishas Tvila, Lo also Lo Tvila. Okay, a friend holding on to her, no good. But Hedicha Yoda, Yoda Bamayim, also Tvila. But if the person is holding on, but first, at wet hand, then it does count. Shemashka Tofech Shadech, Kibur Lamayim, Shem Mikvah, because the water that's on her hands connects to the water of the Mikvah, and it's good. What if they held lightly? So Ashpo says, "Rof seyadeh ad shebo bohen hamayim." If you held very softly, so water gets in. Nearly the culture came also too. Then it works. Then it works. So he disagrees. He disagrees. And when the Bartanura said "Ein alachik shimon," that's based on the Rambam. But the Rashbo does not like that. He said, if it's soft and water gets in, what's the problem? Now yesh merabosai shahoru shelo also latvila gzeira shemelo terafe. He's aware that Shita's Rambam. He says some of my rebbeim say, no, no, we can't rely on that because maybe you won't hold it loosely enough. Below your royally cane. So, okay, it brings a raya. No, and we have rayas that the person can wear a ring if it's loose and so on, right? Shalom goes with tabasri from Mishum Dechukin, and so we don't have such a gzera. That's a question, a two time question. Also, other question if she has jewelry or rings that are also loosely fitting. So we don't say, well, we better not allow that because maybe a tightly fitting ring or a tightly fitting bracelet. So we don't say that. We don't have to say that either. So Machlokas, the Rambam and the Rashbo, the Mechaber, and Simon Kuf Chav here, Sif Beis, says, Tzorach she'akli rofoi biyado b'shas tvila, shimahadko biyado habichatzitza. So he says, like the Rashbo, he says, it's good as long as your hand is soft. As long as you hold it softly, that's good. If you hold tight, okay, tighten it, then it's a problem. But again, if your hand was wet in the beginning, then it's okay. Now, the Ramo adds something interesting in the parentheses here. He says, "V'dovdafke shalich liyado b'mikveh, avalo b'mayim tlushim." He says this idea that you can. But so first thing, before I get there, first thing in the beginning of Sif Beis is the Mechaber Paskins like the Rashbo. That if your hand is holding on loosely, that's good enough because the water gets in. Doesn't mention zera. Maybe you won't hold it so loosely. Okay. He says if you do hold it tight, then you have a problem. But if it's loose, then it's okay. But as far as the second point is concerned, so we said that if your hands are wet, but the Ramor says yeah, it only works if your hands are wet from this mikveh. Then the waters in a mikveh on your hand are mitzurah for the rest of the waters. But if you just wet your hands from the sink or something like that from other sources of water, it's no good. We'll come back to these points. The Shach in Sivkotan Vav, 54, is bothered by the fact that a mechaber paskin blankly, as long as your hand is, you're holding softly, it's good enough. He says, Tzorach in. Shabbi Yisrael, Allah, have you shum machokas bizeh. The mechaber didn't say there's two opinions, but the Rambam, he quotes the Rambam and says it's not good enough to hold the hands lightly because maybe you won't hold Shem Elo Yirafe, you won't hold it lightly enough. So the Shulchan Aruch makes no mention of that whatsoever. So the Shach, as we've gotten involved here, finds that a little bit problematical. Well, why did the Mechaber ignore? It's not a blanket shita. Okay, the Rambam says it. He quotes the Rambam we saw. Because there is Shem Elo Yirafe, and he quotes when Yerucha mentions and others mention. And he mentioned the Rashbo was aware of it. The Rashbo back in 52 mentioned Yeshmer Rabosai Shahor Shal also to either where even Rashbo, who's Paskin the Hawkers, who waited to Machloka, so the Shach is somewhat puzzled as to why the Shulchan Aruch didn't even bring it, you know, as a daya. Okay. He leaves it at Tzorachin a little bit. I don't understand why it's not brought in. Okay. The Aruch HaShulchan deals with this issue a little bit here in Simchot Chof and Simchot Aleph 55. Aruch HaShulchan says, he quotes the Rambam and he quotes the Shach Yis Nakasha, and he says in the third line, the reason why the Mechaber ignored that, despite the fact that the Rambam said it, is sof tefilas kelim is a din d'rabbanan anyways. Okay, and therefore we don't have to start looking for extra chumas. We have a shita that says that it's okay. So lo chashul gzerizu. That's the quotes from the Prichodot. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, and we discussed this yesterday, ve'eino kein dekar kasavni dechula almas filad avid raisa. But most people, we talked about yesterday, right? That's not so important. It's only Darbanan, and most people hold not like that. It's a Dindar Raisa. So therefore, he doesn't like that teretz as a reason why we can be makel you know, and then say, as long as you're holding it loosely, we don't have to make a gzera. Well, we better not ask that because you may come to hold it more tightly. You know, I make that gzera because I can't say because it's din derabbanan. We all, most people hold to this kind of din deraisa. Yesh mi shetirit. The shom chosh mishum mishukaris. Okay, that whole gemara, remember the gemara was talking about a tefillas nida, a woman. Yeah, talking about yisukaris. Okay, or a lav in the case of a tumah and so on. But Mashenik and Matilas Kalim, the Michael O'Nesra, if I did not title and I used the Kli, it didn't usher the food. Okay, the food's not usher just because I didn't title the Kli. It's not a Chiv Kharis, and it's not even a Chiv Lav. Okay, but he writes for Chol Elod Varm Tmum. But he said Lamaisa, the reason why I don't quote is because look at the end of the line there. It says three lines to the bottom, 55. Avaladina is Kimal Rashbo. We pass on Rashbo, and that's it. So you didn't have to mention any other opinion. Okay. The Biar Groh, the other Achronim, discussed the other issue that the Ramah brings up at the end. Doesn't have to be that the water that's wet on the hands of the person holding the other person who wants to be Tova, or the hands of the person who's holding the Kli. It has to be wet with the water from the mikveh, other water, and so on. So the Groh is not in Sukkot and Zion, it's a long Biar Groh. Okay, I printed it in 56. He writes, even if it's regular water, okay, he said, even if it's regular water, when you put it into the mikveh, now it becomes part of the mikveh. The mikveh has, guess what? The mikveh has regular water in it. Okay, mikveh has regular water in it. Most mikvahs, the boros that we're tovelin, we don't tovel the rainwater. Right? In other words, just so you're aware, you have a mikveh that's filled with rainwater. So the mikveh fills up with rainwater. That's not where we're tovel. Because if so, for sanitary and other reasons, you have to change that water all the time. Okay? Here, they don't check. The rainwater is in the back. Okay? The rainwater is in the back, usually behind. The pool that you and I or our wives and so on are tovel in, that pool is regular city water, filled up with a hose, regular city water from your local water company. Okay, how can that be? Isn't that the Mayim Shuv? The answer is a few different answers, but one thing, a few different methods that we use. One is called Hashoka. Shoka means it's connected, like Nishika Kiss. That water, there's a pipe in the mikveh that connects this pool in which we're immersing with the actual rainwater pool in the back. Then they change that rainwater every once in a while, whenever they find it necessary to do it. But they should do it for other reasons. Somewhat regularly, but not all the time. But in any event, the point being that you have this hashoka, so the water that we're in, we're tovel in, okay, that our wives are tovel in, that water is not mostly rainwater, it's city water, but it's attached to the rainwater through hashoka. So the Biar Groh also, the Bar Hetev, okay, talks about this, okay, in Sukkot and Gimel here in Sukkot. Bottom line, there should be no reason, according to this approach, you can have even wet your hands with regular city water, and then when you put into the mikveh, so now it's attached to the whole rest of the mikveh, which includes the rainwater, so it shouldn't make a difference. So that's why these achronim mention that. Okay, one other ha'or on this point that the Pesachic Tshuva mentions in Simchat and Gimel here, very important. 58 Simkuv Chav Simchat and Gimel. You ever understand what I just said about about this point? Right, that many assume that they know even what regular city water on your hand is not a problem. Okay, anyway, the Pesachic Tshuva mentions something else very important, because people mix up. It's in Kotten Gimel. I told you in the past that people mix up Tevilas Kelim with Hagolas Kelim, and they're related in the din. They learn from the same psukim. But I told you, I think I've gotten phone calls of a woman. Oh, she maybe made a mistake. She used a milchig fork for fleishig food. Does she have to take it to the mikveh? So people mix up these dinim sometimes, but they're not the same at all. But here's another place that people mix up. Sukkot and Gimel, the Pesachic Tshuva quotes in Chochmas Adam, Tzorech sheyachnis kol hakli b'mayim b'pam achas. For the purpose of Tevilas Kelim, also Tevilas Adam, and for Tumah Tara, but for Tumah here for Tevilas Kelim, for Sveheter, you have to put the entire kli has to be submerged in the water at once. You can't like stick half, then I'll turn it around and hold the fork with the other hand, put the other half in. So overall, everything got in. It doesn't work. The only way Tevilas Kelim in the mikveh works is if it's tzorach shiachnis kol hakli b'mayim b'pam achas. Shelo yishav nechutz ma'afilo kolshu. Nothing can be not in the water. Avim who godol ve'en yochel tovu kulik echad nirli the osir litpo lachatzayin dumit tefilas nida. A person, you can't go to the mikveh, you know, first I'll stick my left foot in, then I'll stick my right foot in. You can't do like that. You have to be the whole person to be in at once. Okay? Ve'eno dome lahagola. Here's what makes up. When it comes to hagola, kashering, then you can do each side. We discussed that, right, at one point. With kashering, you can do each side at once. Okay? You have a thing, so you can hold it with tongues here and then turn around. Hold it. It's okay. You have half and half. Okay? Eino dome lahagola shuhula hafli da iser. There, what's your purpose? Your purpose is letting the heat, the hot water, you know, purge out the blia. So good. So now I purge out the blia from this side of the utensil, and now I held it the other way, and put in the hot water, and the hot water purged the blia out of the other side. There's no reason. There's no rule that all of the blias have to be purged out in one shot. And I did it in two steps or three steps, whatever. Okay, that's perfectly okay by Agolas Ken, but that's not what it is here. Okay, so therefore, because he says. Right, when it comes to laws of tumor, this law of tulas kalim, I only did half, but the kli remains a kli tame. We don't view the kli as different parts. So I dunked half of it in, but I didn't dunk the other half in. So now the whole thing becomes a kli that's tame. So that's why it won't work. So again, when it comes, you can remember it. You know. When it comes to Agolas Kalim, you can do it in different parts, hot, right? So I can't put it all at once. So that helps you remember, so I can put it half and half. When you deal with cold water, you can't. All right, that helps you remember good. But anyway, it's an important Piskei Tshuva to know that distinction. Okay, next, just to finish up, is the Nusach HaBrocha. Nusach HaBrocha, that's now Sif Gimel. Okay, the Nusach HaBrocha. So the Meiri and Abu Azar and Ayin Haven based on that, Daf says, Brocha Zu Nusach Shalom. Here is the Nusach of the bracha on the mitzvah of Tvilas Kalim. Asher kidishon sozono al Tvilas HaKalim. That's the text of the bracha. Says the Miriam. Asher kidishon sozono al Tvilas HaKalim. Okay. Now, v'yesh mevarchim, b'afilo hitpe ala kli echad. But what do you mean ala Tvilas HaKalim in the plural? Right now, let's say I'm only being taught one kli. So he says, that's the text of the bracha. There's a mitzvah of toveling kelim in the plural. The mitzvah applies to lots of kelim. Just so happens that right now I'm only being toveled one kli. Okay, but the nusach habracha is al tefilas kelim, and it's correct. There is a mitzvah to be toveled kelim. Again, it just so happens that right now I'm only being toveled one kli. But that's, says the Meiri, that's the Tofes HaBrocha, Tofes Brocha, Kachu. It's a Brocha on the general mitzvah of Tfilas Kalim, and therefore you say it in the plural, even if you happen to be putting in only one Kli at a time, at that particular time. That's what the Meiri said. However, the Mordechai, and Avodah Zarah, and Remez Tof Tof Nun Tes 60, Mordechai quotes the Rashbam, because of Rashbam, Yesh Levarach Aleim Al HaTvila, period, not that I mentioned Kalim, just Al HaTvila, or v'yesh mevarchin al tefilas kelim, like we just saw from the Miri. V'yesh mevarchin, more specific, al tefilas klei matchos. Okay, shelo yehei b'mashma shar kelim sheina matchos. The mitzvah, as we've discussed, is only to be tovel metal utensils, so that's the real mitzvah, so that should be reflected in the bracha as well. So Mordechai has these different shittas. The tour here in our Siman Kuf Chof writes, 61, Yivarech Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushon Sozono Al Tvilas Kli or Keli, only one, if you're only being told of one. V'matul Beizah Gilviyacha Yom Al Tvilas Kelim. So the Torah does accept that chiluk depending on what you personally are doing. If you personally are doing only one Kli right now, then the bracha reflects Kli in the Lashon Yochid. If you're doing more, then it's the Lashon Rabin. That's the Torah. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that way in Siv Gimel. Okay, it's here in Siv Kuf Chof, Siv Gimel 62. Yivarech al tvilas kleiv, imhem shnam yos mevarech al tvilas kelim. Okay? However, as you can imagine, Osei Kelim say that that's not universally agreed upon. As we saw, the Shach in Sivkotan in 64, the Shach in Sivkotan in Ches, right? Yivarech al tvilas kleiv, yesh poskim levarech al tvilas klei matkas. Okay, some have even more of a specific formulation that you mentioned, klei matkas, v'chein kazor bach, shekein ikar. A couple of important poskim say you should actually mention Altvilas Klei Matchas. The Taz discussed this in some length in Sivkotan Hay, he quotes the Dr. Moshe, he saw that Mordechai already. Okay, and Kosa Shri says the Tamati. I don't understand this Lashon al Tfilas Klei Matchas. On the one hand, you could say it's more precise. It is more precise. Okay, the mitzvah is to be Tovel Klei Matchas, right? Metal utensils. So it is more precise to mention that in the Nusach HaBrocha. However, it says the Shach, says the Taz, that that's the case. The Im Kain, 64 second line, Yivar Gamkain al Klei Matchas Shel Suda. If you want to be specific, be even more specific. The mitzvah is only on clay suda, not on, we discussed yesterday, shearing scissors, right? The mitzvah is only on, so why shouldn't that be reflected in the bracha? Okay? So, Ella al Karchel on the third line of 64, she ain't tzorcha, ask a bracha, kol prote perusha mitzvahs. The lashon, the nusach bracha doesn't have to reflect every last detail. Okay? And he said, well, domi la birchas ner shel chanukah, why don't we just say lahadlik ner, why is it ner shel chanukah? Okay, we'll just say lahadlik ner. Okay, because there, then that's the Iker mitzvah of Chanukah, and so on. That's the main purpose of mitzvah, but a kalim and other things like that. It's not the Iker in the same way, and it's enough to say Alatvila. Okay, or Alatvila's kalim without mentioning matchas at all. The Berhete, it's in Kotan Dalit 65, writes Kosov Shach, the Eish Poskim, the Baruch Alatvila's Klei Matchas, the Kosov Bachshe Ken Iker. And that's what you saw other people say. But Taz Kosa Shein Tzorch Laskim Matchos Ugdolo Mizu B'Sof Isav Heter B'Tshuva Mizel L'Shon. He found an even bigger point. He says She'ein LaHaskim Rak LaHatpil Stam. Okay, you don't have to mention even Kalim. Just one second. Does he mean not to mention the word Kalim at all? Would you have any Birchal Kalim Harbeil Tvilas Kliyol Kliyol? I'm not sure what he means by that, actually, now upon reflection. Does he mean you don't have to mention Kli at all? I don't know. Okay, so but the Eved, he says, by the way, if you said Kalim and you only did one, or you said Kli, you did more than one, you Yotze. Rosh HaShulchan summarized it here in 66, the last of these sources in this packet, Sivcha Beis. B'Shas HaTfil Yorach B'Shem HaMalchus, of course, Baruch Brocha means B'Shem HaMalchus, Hashem HaKalim. Hashem HaKalim, HaTfil is Kalim. But here's adds an important point. People don't know this also. Don't be misled into thinking, even though the Gemara concluded that we add a glass on later, you don't have to make a bracha. It's true that tefillas kelim and glass is only drabanan, but we make brachas on drabanans too. That's what he says. The gamal mitzvah is drabanan, on a mitzvah, kamosh chaz batar lo sasser, right? And as we know from the Gemara and Shabbos, kanaka sugya lo sasser is the mucker. For binding us to follow the din d'rabbanans. So every din d'rabbanan indirectly is a din d'oraisa, right? Every din d'rabbanan is indirectly a din d'oraisa because basically the Torah told us to listen to the chachamim, lo sasser, don't veer the path which they set you on. Okay, so then by every time I'm a mekayim d'rabbanan, indirectly I'm a mekayim d'oraisa, and therefore it's okay to say asher kedushanu to sof zmano the mitzvah as well. Otherwise, you could ask, how can we ever make a mitzvah? That was the Gemara's kasha. But how can we ever make a bracha? Asher kiddushon mitzvah to drabanan. Pasuk says, Asher kiddushon mitzvah to vitzivano. He, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, commanded us. Really? I don't see it in the Torah. Right? The answer is no, because every indirectly, that's lo sasser. Okay, but he says that it's enough, and you can say a bracha even on glass. Okay? The other thing he mentions, now you might wonder, according to that nusach that said al tefilas klei matchos, what they did with glass. I'm not sure. According to that sheet, you have to be precise. The Aruch HaShulchan says, it doesn't hold that way, but then he asks towards the end, he says, one second. So why mention kelim altogether? Why just say al tefila? This al tefila is what the woman says when she goes down and eat them. Okay, but he says that's a woman who's doing tefila, so we want to make such a distinction. In any event, he says, therefore, we should say al tefilas kli, of the two or more, al tefilas kelim. But again, he says, no, kepeda. And then he ends by saying, the Aruch HaShulchan does, the minig poshut now is the Aruch al kliachas al tefilas kelim. Some people have the minig, even if it's only one kli, they always say al tefilas kelim in the plural, like we said before, because that is the mitzvah. Okay? So much for Shir Aleph. Again, it's kind of an arbitrary cutoff point, up to Siv Dal now. So Shir Beis. Okay, that's continue to Shir Beis. As soon as I just stand up again, make it easy for me. Okay. So now I call this Anaf Aleph here in Shir Beis, Tvila B'Kelim Mesuyamim. So we mentioned Klei Suda, right? That's the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Hamer Beis, one of the new packet. Maskil Rav Shesh, you have the, I said the new packet, right? Yeah. Maskil Rav Shesh, Yehoch HaFilu Zuzu De Sarvelo, the shearing system, right? After all, Rashi explains, Zuzu De Sarvelo, Rashi explains, Misparayim Shel Gozim and Big Date Sam. You know, again, shearing or cutting scissors. Why would I think you have to do that? Because obviously this Gzeres HaKosov about metal has nothing to do with absorbed flavors of Isser, right? Haraya, even after you've purged the flavor and there is no absorbed flavor anymore, you still have to do Tevilas Kalim. Gzeres HaKosov, even lo mishum pilut Isser. Okay, obviously the mitzvah Tevilas Kalim has nothing to do with any forbidden flavor that may be absorbed, because even after you've gotten rid of the flavor, you still have to do Tevilas Kalim. In fact, as Rashi says, the Chadoshim, even brand new items, never used, have no flavor absorbed either. It's still into Tefillas Kalim. So that's the case. It has nothing to do with the Bliya scissors, so maybe even scissors. Where it says, no, Amalei Klei Suda Amun Riparshi. You have to look in the context, and the context there in Parshas Matos. We saw yesterday, that context tells you to talk about a Klei Suda because we talk about using things through fire. It's cooking. Okay, that's how Rashi explains. Klei Suda Amun Riparshi, the Ksiv, Doxiv, Kolosh, Kolosh, Yehovah Be'esh, what do you use with fire? Things are used for a suda. Okay. Now, the question is, how directly does the item have to be connected, so to speak, to the food preparation? So the smak in the Hagos are in a peretz, the smak in the Tzukuf Tzarites, Osal of 3. He says, Klei suda tzvichan tvila, hilchach tripish. That's like a tripod. I can have a tripod upon which they used to put the pot, because the fire would be down below, and they had a tripod over the flame, and the pot was resting in this tripod. That's a tripish. Okay. Ein sarach tvila. Okay, the tripod is made out of metal, but it does not require tvila. The afagav sheshov sinalek derishol maichol, even though you put the pot of food on mikomokom, kevon she'ein nosnin olav ha-machol atzmo, the food never comes into contact with the tripod. The food itself is in a pot, which is resting in the tripod. But he says, the Rabbeinu Peretz writes, "Kevin she'ein nosam amachal atzmo, ein tzorich tevila." So that's an important point. Something which actually never comes into direct contact with the food. That is, even though it's used, quote unquote, for food preparation. Okay, you're cooking. Okay, you cook. You put the pot on this tripod, which is resting over the fire. Okay, so obviously it's used for food preparation, but still. Since the food never comes into contact, no food ever comes into contact with the tripod. Tripod is just something supporting the pot that's over the fire. So therefore, you don't need to title the tripod, even though it's made out of metal. Aval gradlish velaz, okay, but gradlish is like a grate or a grill, okay, something like that. When you barbecue, that kind of thing, then tzorach tvila, you should tzol in olav mamash hamachal atzmo dogma basar, because a grill, the grate, we slap, let's think of a barbecue. Okay, you slap the food directly down onto that grate, onto that grill. Yes, and now the grill is over the fire. But when you put something in a barbecue, you don't put it in a, I mean, you can, but let's say you're cooking up a hamburger, a hot dog, a fried chicken, or whatever, the food rests directly on the grill. That's why the metal of a grill does need tefillah. A lot of people don't know this. Okay, when you buy a new grill, so you have to be tefillah, that some grills have a thing at the bottom and a thing at the top. Okay, the double grate and so on. So the grates at the bottom, the food never hits it. No, so that you taka don't have to be toggled. But the grates on which the hamburger or the hot dogs are directly placed, and some of them, I know my grill has a place and there's a thing for hot dogs higher up, but the hot dogs rest directly on them. So those things I was toggled because that's a din. So that's an emergence from the Rabbeinu Peretz over here. So look in Sif Dalad now, source 4. Tripodish shows on the kaderis enom tunas tefila. The tripod does not need tefila. Avo pidyalish tunas tefila may shenos on the macha atzmo. Again, the grate or the grill does require, because the food directly goes out of it. The shach explains for cotton test. They should tzon of mamish ochel ken loshon smak. Okay, that's what he quotes from the smak that we saw before. The prichodish makes an important point. It's a cotton yud base. Okay. The Pichodesh says, "Afal gav the lif amim solon aleinu ochal atzmo." Sometimes, once in a while, you may cook something directly on the tripod, or put something like the without the pot, maybe the space for it, and so on. Okay, but mikol mokom says the Pichodesh, "As linan bekli basar ikar rov tashmisho." He says, but lemaisa, you go by the main usage of it. That's the point of the Kodesh here in the Gotten Yud Beis, that you it goes by the main purpose. Okay, it has to be so great. So if that's the case, so let's say the plata that people use for Shabbos, you know, the people have a plata that they use for Shabbos to heat up the chont or whatever it on. So again, the plata lechora, you know, metal plata, would probably not need tefillah because food, as a general rule, is not put directly on the plata. Okay, so you know, things that are along those lines that don't come into direct contact is not a problem. So then you have a question: what about, let's say, for example, a can opener? Okay, a can opener. Again, the can opener doesn't come in direct contact with the food. You just open a can, that wouldn't need tefillah. Okay, corkscrew. Okay, corkscrew. These things are used, so to speak, in preparing food and drinks, but they're not direct contact with the food. There's some question about a nutcracker. There is some question about what's the story with a nutcracker, because a nutcracker comes in direct contact with the food, but it's only the shell. So I think of Shlomo Zalman, there's some or machmer on a nutcracker, you know, because it is used, you know, it could be directly used. Okay. Anyway, that's what we have over there in Sif Dalet. Now, to move along to Sif Hey, okay, it talks about the Sakin Shel Shechita. Sif Hey, the Mordechai in Chulin, okay, in Remez Tav Kuf Ayin Zayin, 7, okay, he writes, Kigon Shalino Or Mikanye Shochet, the Sakin Shel Shechita Lo Boy Tvila. Okay, now this is a knife that comes directly into contact with the food. Yeah, but the food is nowhere near being prepared. It's the early stages of the food. So the chalef, the shechita knife, says the Mordechai does not need tefillah. He brings a raya that he applies to the Gemara. Just says those things in Magilla, and it doesn't say Matpilah. Okay. But anyway, why not? Okay. Isn't now the shechted, the animal, fit for eating? It's food. That's the last line of that Mordechai. But now that it's been shechted, this animal meat is royal achila. Nonetheless, lo choshev klei suda, the knife, the chalaf, the shechita knife that you shecht with, is not considered klei suda. Da adayin he tzricha bishul otzliya. Because at that point, the animal meat is not edible, not even near edible. It has to be cooked and roasted. So kilo umtza lo kamet. Umtza means raw. It's not going to be eaten raw. So therefore, the Mordechai concludes that the shechita knife does not need tefillah. So I point out, not everyone agrees with that. Okay, the Sefer Tashbetz Cotton, the Tashbetz, that's the Ashkenazi. Again, we mentioned in the past, you have two Mishnayot with the same initials. That this is Reb Shimshon ben Tzadok, who wrote the Sefer Tashbetz Cotton. He was a Talmud of Maram Rutenberg, and he collected a lot of the Maram Rutenberg's psokim. So that's what we're talking about here, as opposed to Reb Shimshon, as opposed to Reb Shimon ben Samach Duran, a different Tshuvas Tashbetz, somebody else. Anyway, then the Sefer Tashbetz Cotton, Simon Shin Chof Vav, he disagrees. He says, "Ain lishchot in source 8. Ain lishchot tanagolz or behemis sakin shel nochem or besakin shelo tovel. Should not use a knife which for shechita purposes, which a goy used or which wasn't toiveled." Okay, so he disagrees with this Mordechai. So the machlokas. How do we paskin? So here in Siv Hey now source 9, Shulchan Aruch says sakin shel shechita. Osakin shemav shikinbo, or the other knife that's used for skinning the skin. Yesh misha omisha eno tzarach tefillah. That's the Mordechai, okay. And that's how all the mechabers. That's all the mechaber leaves alone. He doesn't say that those who disagree. He does say that it implies that those who disagree, but he doesn't say it right out. And he seems to lean like the Mordechai that does not need tefillah. But there are more rights according to the Tashbetz. Hagav yesh cholkin, and therefore he says v'tov l'tov lo b'lo brocha. Best thing to do with without a brocha. Now, then he goes on, the Ramo does, and says, Habarzalim, Shemisaknin Bohem Hamatzas. The things which are used, I don't know what you call them at all, but you know, when to make the holes in the matzas, you know, there's some type of metal thing you press down that makes the holes in the matzas. Okay, that does not need tvila. Okay. Vechein kisu shekofen ala pas la foso. Some type of cover which keeps the bread. Sometimes you make bread or cake, there's a cover that's put inside the oven as well. But again, that doesn't need tefillah also, even though it's protecting the food and so on, that also doesn't need it. Aval kisa kedera, but a pot cover does need tefillah. Okay. Now, as far as the sakin is concerned, let's look in the Shach, Sivkotan Yud, source 10. Shach says, she ain't tzar tefillah, tam evur shom, why? The lav klei sudahein. Okay, there we explain why is a shechita knife not subject to the din of tefillas kelim? Because it's not klei suda. The hada behema chazi l'achila. Because even though the behema now once it's been shechted, it is roy to be eaten. Yeah, but lo chashul klei suda. The dain tzricha bishul otzlius. It still needs a lot of preparation. It's not considered tzarchei suda in that sense. Okay, then the shachan tzikot in Yud Aleph speaks about these barzelim. Okay, and he doesn't understand why the barzelim are different than the sakan shechita. Okay, why the barzelim? We said in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah said, a barzelim shemisaklin bohem hamatzas ain't on tzrichim tefillah. Okay, but nonetheless, when it comes to the shechita knife, let's just understand. We have to look back for a second at the Shulchan Aruch and nine. Sakan shel shechita yesh mishom shein tzrich tefillah. Ramah says yesh chokan v'tov l'tov lo. Below bracha. Okay, so you don't have to be talking about the shechita knife, but it's good to do it without a bracha. But yet, when it comes to the matzah, the things that got just slipped out of my head, the Yiddish name for it, I forgot what it's called, but something which makes the holes in the matzahs. So there, the Shulchan Aruch says it doesn't need tefillah, and here the Ramah says, and here it doesn't say, but you should do it without a bracha. Because when it came to the sakan shel shechita, it's the Mechaber says that some say you don't need tefillah, and Ramah said, but you do it out of bracha. So how come by the thing used to make holes in the matzah, the Ramah also doesn't say it says enam tzichim tefillah, but you say the same thing, but it should require tefillah or recommended at least to do it out of bracha. And that's why we're wondering. That's what the Shach is wondering. It's important Yud Aleph. Why should it make a difference? Okay, he says in Cain came in the cost of a rav in the second line of the next page. The misakin shushchit yeshiv bracha what din abar zalim these things also. Benir the shulei of the barzim gari tvei she ef shel shimshon lemichel acher. He says no, those are worse. See, a shechita knife sof kol sof, one could use for other things. It's a knife, so after you shecht, you can use it to cut your salami sandwich for lunch, or to cut some fruit or something like that. It works, the knife, okay, and therefore it has a din of a kli, even though So therefore, he says it's a good idea to toivel it at least without a bracha, because it could be used for something else. But this thing with this used to make the holes in the matzahs, that's what the Shach says, it's not used for anything else. Ef shol shamshol machal acher. Mashen ken sakin shushchita shamshol machal acher. Ken kaz is a head to sham. The machtim shetofer me'ofa, some kind of clamps used for chicken and so on. Also, it can't be used for any other purpose. So then it wouldn't need tefillah as opposed to the knife. But sof kol sof is a knife. Even though you designate if you use a shechita, but use it for something else. So says the Shach. It's in Kotin Yud Aleph. The Taz is bothered by the same thing. The Taz is in Kotin Zayin 11. Taz says, Sakan shel shechita. Sakan shel shechita. The Taz says, I quote the Mordechai, because of Tam de lo choshev klei suda. Okay, the also lachtach of Milutzon, the Hod of Behem, Chazel Achila, Kol Mokam Adayin Tzvika Bishol, fine. Okay, and he's supposed to make the knife to use for skinning. And he writes and says the tovla, tovla belarocha, who hadin b'kli barzel shem masakten amatzes. Says the Taz, is not like this. The Shach want to make a chilek. The Shach said the things used for the matzahs are not eligible for any other, are not usable for any other purpose. So therefore, it's the only purpose, and you don't have to be tovla at all, not even without a brocha. But a knife could be used for something else. It should tovla without a brocha, even a shechita knife. However, the Taz says very simply, no. When the Ramah says it's a good idea to talk about out of bracha, he's talking about this also. Talking about this too. Same thing. We ask the question, why is it any different? So the Taz and Shach told you why it's different. The Taz says, not any different. Not any different. Same thing. Okay, you should use it for, therefore, Hachanami, Hatulana, below bracha. Okay, so that's one thing. Now, you get it? So that's the Machlok. The Shach says the taka, the thing used to make the holes in the mouth, says that taka doesn't need tefillah, even out of bracha, no reason. And why is it a chilek? So he gave you a reason why it's a chilek. It's not usable for anything else. The Taz asks the same question. Why is there a chilek? Why doesn't they make the same chilek over here? So and say you should do it without a bracha? He said, because he does. He does say that. He does say he's doing it without a bracha. But then the second half of the Taz mentions something else. Okay, so the cost of a prisha, what about if you're using scissors? Okay, Misparayim, they're not going to throw a hainu afila mashir goes mem yerek. If you use your scissors to cut something else, we spoke before about the shearing scissors, but many women, my wife has several pairs of scissors in the kitchen. They used to cut things, cut sometimes vegetables or cut skin off of chicken. And some people use scissors in the cooking process also. So what's the story there? Because of Aprisha, the Misraim, the Nokara Torah, I know Afila Masha goes with Yerek. But Omar Bechosni, the Alda Bach, my father, Alda Bach, says, no. He says, the low duck, the Shal Yerek, a Shayach, or a Choshev Klei Suda. No, if it's used for that purpose, it is a Klei Suda. On the other hand, Vani Omer, the offer because of Aprisha. I hold like the Aprisha. Okay? And he brings it right. So again, it's a Machlokas. And he says, especially the difference. All right, again, we mentioned about the things having other uses and so on. At the very end, he talks about some sort of, I don't know, a cookie cutter or something like that made kreplach on Purim. He says, because, look at the last three lines of the Taz and Kotan Zion, because we had to do a din be barzel shem esakbin bo kreplach be Purim. And people have kreplach on Purim, a hamantashen, maybe it means hamantashen, the same idea, but it's stuffed dough. Right, I think I mentioned in the past the minig to have kreplach on Erev Kippur and on Shana Rabbah and on Purim. At Purim, you get away with the hamantash. I mean, to have all the days about the chassidish minhagim, all the days when you clap, right? And on Purim, we clap by Haman, and on Yom Kippur, we clap Erev Kippur minchosa, you clap al chait, and on Shana Rabbah, we clap the Shana Rabbah. You have to clap, and it's something to do with what the inner part of the person, the outer part of the chassidish literature. But anyhow, some type of mold that they use as a cookie cutter and so on. He says that they don't need tefillah. Okay, but they don't need tefillah. They aren't used for anything else. All right. So what emerges in all of this is that the Kli Suda is talking about something which is right before the item is made edible. Okay. And if that is true, then let's say a sifter. Okay. Even a sifting flour or whatever, a sifter. Okay. Or a coffee grinder, maybe. We'll see. A rolling pin. These types of things may not be, cookie cutter may not require, because at that point, this food isn't even near royal achila. Okay, the Bir HaGroa, according to the Bir HaGroa in source 12, it's in Dalad, okay, he finds it also a problem. He says, well, 1 second, the Sakin Shal Shchita, he doesn't like this idea. Well, it could be used for something else. That was a Shachter, the Groa doesn't like it. Because no one uses, believe me, no Shochet uses his Shchita knife for, no shechid uses a shechita knife to cut his lunch. All right, so that's what he says over there. Okay, so much for Sif Hey. Just want to get through, if I can, Sif Vav and Zion. Sif Hey, Vav and Zion. Okay, which goes about to talk about the following situation. What happens when you have a kli that has metal, but it also has other material in the kli? Right, it has metal and wood, or the handle, or other parts of it, and so on. So that's the Gemara in Shabbos, Tes Vav Amud Beis, up to source 13. The Gemara says, Shabbos, Tes Vav Amud Beis. Rameir Dama, Kol Holech Achar Amamid. That which is necessary for the Kli to be whole. The Tanya Kleis Chuchis, Shenokvo Ve'etif Betochan Ever. Okay. Let's say you have a glass that cracked and they filled the glass with lead. Okay. So Omer Shimon Gamliel, Rameir Metame, Vachacham Metarim. Okay, and Rashi says there in Shabbos, says, remember, Tamid v'lo amin abot alem itoris kli, kishar kli cheres hanishbar, v'kasora halecha achar amamid. Okay, this is holding it in place. So therefore, it's necessary. The metal is absolutely necessary for the kli to stay together. So it goes by the mamid. So based on this, the Mordechai says, here in Avodah Zorah, that was Tov Nun Tes, 15, it talks of hanu dilim, buckets, pails, that you draw water with out of well. Hanu dilim, barzel soviv. It's made out of wood, but there's metal on the outside. Okay, so let's say you buy it from a guy. So here it says, ain't tzarech tvila. Even though there's metal on the outside, you ever see sometimes these pails have metal strips on the outside and something made out of wood fundamentally. Okay. Even though the metal is holding it together, when it comes to tvila's kalim, it has to be that the mamid part is used for the food. Okay, it has to be used for the food. That's what the Mordechai says over there. On the other hand, he quotes the Chiluk, quotes the Machlokas, okay, on the third line of the Mordechai, Rabbeinu Meir Matzuchem Tvila. He says, no, there needs Tvila. I printed the Tshuva, Aram Utenberg, Tfus Prague, Simitov Reish Chof Aleph, in 16. Okay, he says, Al Dili Shal Eitz, V'chishukim Shalom Shal Barzel. You have a wooden pail, a wooden bucket, but it has strips on it that are made out of metal, okay, and it holding it together and so on. Near the Enkelik banana, he says, you do need tefillah, and so that's the Machlokas Rishonim. The Tur, here in the Kufchof, writes, 17, And that's a question. Is that the same din as Tumah and Tzomah? 17, the Torah writes, Mitam Zeh, 17, Kli Shel Eitz, Sheyesho Chashukim Shel Barzel, Shemamidim Osan Eitzar Ein Tzor Kli, Afila Misholach Achar Mavid. Because again, the Torah Paskins, the Kula doesn't need tefillah, even though this metal is holding the bucket together, but again, it doesn't have to do directly with food, it's on the outside. Says, he quotes the smack, also says, ain't Turks, ain't mishtamshin derech habarzel, because not used for the food, derech habarzel. Okay, but others disagree. And in Os Pei Beis, he writes, Umaacher shabrochas, emrak was a gami yishlok shabrochas, it's all a royal tovah below brocha. Better do it without a brocha. Do the trila, but do it without a brocha. And he said, that's a general rule. Always do it without a brocha. Or you can be tovel at the same time that you tovel things which require tefillin. At the same time, then it's covered by that. So Shurach Paskin and Siv Vav in 19, Kli 8, Shiyesho Chashukim Shal Barzel Mibachutz, Shemamidim, it's only outside, the food never comes in contact with that. Eino Ton Tvila. Eino Ton Tvila. Okay? The only question is that the Shach is bothered, Siv Kotin Yud Beis, is what do you mean? But in the Beis Yosef, I didn't quote the Shakur Beis Yosef, but the Beis Yosef, Pasak, Hilchas of the Yesh Latovlo Below Broche. Okay, Shulchanach just says Eino Ton Tvila, but he should have said it requires, it's better to be tovel below brocha. Okay? And that's what he says. And that's why he concludes, Yesh la'bila below brocha, oim kelem acherim. That's from the Issa v'Heter, but I just mentioned 18. It's better to do it without a brocha than not to do it, and don't do it not at all. Okay? So that's in terms of a wooden kli that has metal strips on the outside. Now, to finish off for today, and Siv Zion is the reverse, the flip side. Okay? What if you have, here's the smak in Mitzvah Kuf Tzadi Taz 21. Hecha sheyesh kos shel kesef. You have a silver or metal cup. Betoch kliyetz. Okay, inside a wood, the outside is wood, the inside is metal. Okay. He said, nearer the tzorach labilo. Kevin shem ishtamesh per kesef. Amachutz lo. Avagav demamid. We saw before, yesh machin lahat lecha demamid b'li brocha. That's what we saw before. But this is talking about the other case. So that's what Shulchan Aruch says in Siv Zion here. With the last sif we'll do today, in 22, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Kol shel kesef mechuber b'kli eitz tzorech tvila. Okay, that does require tvila, apparently even with the raisa, okay, or with a bracha. Okay, so the flip side is Vav and Zion on the flip side. Vav says when it's fundamentally a kli eitz that has metal strips, that ain't no ton tvila. But if it's a metal thing, which is mechuber b'kli eitz, it's somehow attached to wood, then it does need tvila. And there are more rights. V'chein rechaim shel pilpulin, pepper grinders, shebetocha eitz yesh barzel. The outside of a pepper grinder is wood, but the thing that's doing the grinding on the inside, that's metal. Okay, that's a kavush yesh barzel kavush you're talking about. That's tzorach tefila. Okay, and there's other things like that. V'chein amishpacha shel barzel, barzel shel barzel, shar matkos and zon kulin shar tzrikam tefila. Yeah, maybe the outside. Again, the grinder is a good example. You pick up the grinder, it's made out of wood. The outside of the pepper grinder is made out of wood. Yeah, but the metal that's cutting it is metal. So it's going to require tefillah. Okay? The dafke shikar kliv shal matchazam, ikar kliv shal eitz, rak shetam, rak shema'ad barzel kavubo. But fundamentally, it's wood and there's just a little metal in it. The decorative purpose, or, oh, efshal ishtamish, oh, below barzel. If you didn't have the metal, you could use it too, then for sure, ain't sir tefillah. Aval kliya mistukan b'seder shal barzel. But if it actually held together by the barzel below, I say this lo hefshel shtamish will fall apart. And if thin, then tzorach tefillah. Okay, so the Taz, that's the Shulchan Aruch and Siv Zion. The Taz and Kotin Tess wonders. He thinks there's a stira because in one place he seems to say he should do it without a bracha, and here he says he should do it apparently with a bracha. Why is it different? Okay, so that's what the Taz is doing over there. That's the Kotin. Not going to go into that in detail right now. I want to finish up. Shach, the Kotin Yud Gimel. When it says Tzorach Tvila, it bothered by the same thing, it says it briefer. So look in the Shach. Shach says Mashma Mitzorach Bracha. Right? So I don't understand why in one case he says you don't need it, you don't need Tvila at all. And here he says you should do it with a Bracha. He says, V'alpha God, the Beis Yosef, Possible Kosher, Kesma, Nishal, Aids, the Eshel, Tov, below Bracha. But earlier, the Beis Yosef, I should have printed the Beis Yosef, says require Bracha. I'm sorry, it says, He says, how come over there he says Yesh Tovah below bracha, and he requires a bracha? Yesh Loma the Hosam Ilav Ha'et La'akos Mesukan Klal. It's a different, what role is being played? Okay, is it a Mamed and so on? But here we're talking about that the metal wood stay by itself and they're just attached to wood, that's different. It depends whether it's for decorative purposes or not. The Taz won't say the Shulchan changes mind, but we'll say that for some other time. Just to finish up, okay, the Rabbeinu Peretz in Argos, there to the Smak, and Mitzvah Kuf Tzani, Tenes Osal, Osan Rechaim Ketanim, small grinders, Shoshokhman or Pilpulin that grinds pepper against Sorek Tvila, the Afal Gav, the Koshal Eitz, what's a grinder used for? Grinding. So even though principally this is made out of food, I'm sorry, made out of food, made out of wood, it's principally made out of wood, but the part that's, the ikar part of it is the cutter, the grinder, that's made out of metal. Therefore, it's considered to be requiring tefillah. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, what about a coffee grinder? Rabbi Eiger here in Simchut Chof Siv Zayin, right? It's a chen rechaim shel plim, rechaim shel kofe. Lata is totaling below bracha. Came with that coffee boy bishul. It's not really ready for, remember we had that. It's not really ready to be fully cooked yet. And the beans are still, when they're grinding, are not ready. Lashach, Yeshomad Ain Toktila, the Chosi, the Racher. Not be used for something else. So Rose said that, the Nafkamina, and not Machlokis. It would be a coffee grinder. Okay, where the Taz would say that it's, you can do it out of bracha. Okay, and the Shach would say that you don't even need it for, to feel at all, because you can't use it for anything else. So that question comes up. There, the Pesach Chum also. It's got in Ches. Got a bean grinder that more like coffee. There, there was that field of a bracha. Came in the Sorok Mishal. Fine, okay. Finally, the Shach. All right, the Shach is going to test. Again, the same distinction. What part is coming to contact with the food? What is there just, or is it just there for decorative purposes and so on? So that's a. That's what we see over there in Siv Zayin. All right, I think we have a clear. Again, you go by the most primary use, but one thing is clear. If it's a grinder where the primary use, which is for the food, is done by the metal, even though robe of the kli is wood, then we're going to require a tefillah and take that part out of it, part of it out. Okay, if you can't, you just don't get it with that piece altogether. We'll talk about what if it's going to get ruined or something with electricity. We'll have to talk about that separately. All right, I guess we'll stop over here. We'll have to try and get through at least a good part of the rest of this year on tomorrow. Bez Hashem. Tomorrow will be regular time at 1 o'clock of the soon I expect to be in the yeshiva. Okay? Very good. Hashem, have a good day. Bye-bye.